Shinpan, Integral Eigo Sogo Enshu, Advanced Course. Readings recorded by David Dooley. Published by Est Shupan. Chapter 1. A couple of weeks ago, I slipped off a ladder at home and broke a little bone in my foot. Nothing serious, but awkward and uncomfortable. The foot was tightly taped, and I walked around heavily with a cane. What was pleasant about this otherwise painful experience was the way I was treated by everyone, strangers included. People opened doors for me, helped me into taxis, and gave me plenty of room in elevators. Their consideration almost made up for the discomfort, and I wished to keep the bandage and the cane longer than I needed to. My spirit blossomed under this public treatment. Yet the moment I laid aside these symbols of deficiency, people went back to their old selfish selves, pushing and jostling and running down any object in their mad pursuit towards nowhere in particular. And it occurred to me that everybody has some sort of broken bone somewhere, even if it cannot be seen. Not physical bones, of course, but emotional bones that are just as frail and tender and sometimes as painful as the visible bone that is taped. Each person carries with him some ancient wound that has not quite healed, and he feels he must protect it from the jostling crowd. Because they cannot see this wound, he is forced to protect it, not with tape or a cane, but with defensive reactions that may make him seem less friendly or less approachable than he really is. There have been many days when I needed more consideration than the days I carried a cane, when my mind was troubled and my emotions almost got out of control, and no stranger knew and no stranger cared. The broken bone was minor, but it opened a floodgate of human sympathy and warmth. Of course, we cannot see beneath the skin. The man passing swiftly on the street may be suffering severer pain than the woman on crutches, who only broke a leg on a ski slide. We respond to the symbol of pain, not to the pain itself. It would be a fruitful experience for us to take a day off once in a while and treat every person we meet as if his foot were bandaged. This might do more good than giving a donation to a charity fund.